Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You purr at me, and I feel complete. Then you come at me like the Wolverine. And even though you often turn your back on me, our love goes deeper than a submarine. No, I don't want clay dust inside of you, or chemicals in the place you poo. In my arms or in your box, our love will be pure.
World's best cat litter for the world's best cat.
Update from Brittany Nicholson, who says...
Brittany. Okay, Brittany.
Who says, in Patreon 32, you guys were talking about how stupid the Red Bull Gives You Wings slogan is. And it reminded me that when I was younger, I actually thought Red Bull gave you an erection. My thought process was that guys were the only ones actually drinking it in the commercials. And most of the time, they drink it to impress some chick. So I thought it was like some kind of sex drink. I didn't see a woman drink one until college.
I'm going to be honest, dude. I think because like all that stuff like increases your heart rate, I think it probably does help you get hard. Like, I think coffee does. Like, any, like, caffeine will increase your blood flow.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Gabe, we'll look at it and see if that's right.
Yeah, look that up.
That'd be wild if somebody just shotgunned a Red Bull and went to Pound Town.
But
lasted
I think,
two pumps.
I think... they didn't give me wings. I think that... Because every single time, like, I'll have... I want to fuck always, like, after breakfast. Because that's, like, after I have a coffee. So my fucking heart's going. Like, I'm just like, fucking... You know?
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. Gabe,
so,
was that right?
Yeah, I mean, some experts suggest that caffeine / coffee triggers a pharmacologic cascade that results in relaxation of cavernous smooth muscle, thus helping with erectile dysfunction. Furthermore, coffee is rich in erection-friendly polyphenols and can possibly pump up testosterone concentrations, enhancing blood flow to the dick.
Hard.
So coffee specifically is supposed to be really good for it.
Oh, hell yeah. All you need is a blue chew and a cup of coffee. God. Damn!
You dick, fucking till the next morning.
Dick be falling off.
Neighbor's like, who be jackhammering?
I'm like, fuck, where's the construction? dude, my neighbors fuck so crazy.
Oh, is that the ones you're talking about? You have,
on the bit, yeah. It's so hilarious. I love it.
You hear it a lot?
Yeah. One dude's doing a documentary right now, so I don't he's not there. But yo, every time I hear the other dude like in there with someone else, I go, you better not be, because I like them a lot together as a couple. So every time I hear someone else in there, I'm like, you better not, that better be your friend, bitch. I can hear you. You better not.
Are they
fuck.
The ones right across or behind you?
They are
it doesn't matter.
They're like, no, they're behind me. So you didn't meet them. They're like in the building like next to it, but we share that bedroom wall. I'm just like, yo, I'm impressed, dude. Just like the sounds. I'm like, is your dog involved in this? Like, what is happening? There's a lot of fucking, they got a husky. I'm like, a lot of fucking, burr. Good for you, bro.
That was an update?
Yeah, that was.
What's your favorite energy drink? Do you like them? You're a 5-hour guy.
I'm a 5-hour guy.
What about cans?
I don't particularly like cans, dude. The crash is too crazy. And the type of, I guess caffeine high I get from it is not...
It's different.
It's not a clean like a, high.
Yeah, it's not like a coffee one, but...
No.
A lot of comedy clubs are like, we got Red Bull. Red Bull's only 80 milligrams of caffeine. You know what?
It doesn't do...
Coffee's like 120.
Yeah.
I was like, get a bigger can.
It doesn't... Yeah. And also less sugar. It's just the whole... It doesn't do anything for me. But
I don't mind an OG Monster, which obviously is very on brand for me, but I don't mind the taste. I don't know what that energy drink... taste is. Taurine? Guava? Guana?
Yeah, like that
what
original Monster and Rockstar
original
taste
Monster,
is very specific.
Rockstar never got on board with... They used to drop off so many cases of Rockstar at our frat, too. Like, whatever one guy was a sponsor, and we would just have, like... But it'd be all the shitty flavors. It'd be like, iced tea, Rockstar. No.
No.
Give us normal energy drinks.
We don't want Arnold Palmer
but
fucking
like
Rockstar.
I mean... But it'd be like weird. It'd be like hibiscus mint, lavender, then like fruit punch. You're like, stick to one fucking thing.
One thing. Also, do you remember on the campuses when the Red Bull, like, girls would come out with them? Dude.
Those would give me...
Ugh. Just like, they know what the fuck they're doing when they bring out, like, just like... I mean, obviously, sex sells, so it's, like, stupid for me to say. Yeah. But it's just the crazy. Girls. It's like, you see those, like, hot girls with in those little, like, Red Bull cars, and you're like, well, I guess I want a Red Bull now.
Yeah.
It's, I want a Red Bull fucking right now.
No, they were like, I remember seeing them on campus, like deep, or I'd see the car parked on the side of campus, and I'd be like, they're here. Then you see them walk around in the backpack, Red Bull, Red Bull. I'd be like, yeah, yeah, yo, mommy.
Yeah.
She's like 2 feet in front of me. Let me get a Red Bull. I'd be like sweating, be like, yo, like, what's a guy like me got to do for like a Red Bull like you? Fuck. And she's like, you can have one. I was like.
She wants to fuck for sure.
Yeah, I think she about it. Life gives you wings when you got a big ding. Poppy.
Ski-whip. Yo, I love so much when your friends are like, yo, she wants it. It's like, nah, she's talking to you because she's handing you a Red Bull, bro.
Right.
She don't want it.
But I have such dumb logic like that. Like, it'd be something as simple as we had a Panda Express at our college. That was like the nicest thing we had.
I fucking love Panda Express.
It was there our senior year, but it was so fucking good. And I remember like one day this girl, like, I probably said something stupid, but she's like, I'll give you an extra scoop just for that. And I was like, I think she wants a baby.
Yeah,
I don't know if the baby's from me, but she now, after having that interaction, was like, child.
Yo, real quick, what did she give you an extra scoop of? Because if it's orange
chicken.
Well,
I think it was something stupid.
Fucked up.
It was like something stupid. Like, she like went to take one and a big piece fell off on the scoop. And then I like made it whatever about it. And that, which I hate myself for doing that. But then I think she's like, okay, I'll just give you another one. And I was like, pipe.
Fuck. Isn't it funny that when you were in college, it was like so cool to like try, or like if you picked up someone from like their job, like got a number, like from like the Baskin Robbins girl or whatever.
Yeah.
Like it was such a big moment.
Well, it just feels like a movie or some shit. Like yeah. Some scene, like you're out with your boys and it's like, oh shit, did you get the BJ's waiter's number? Fuck, what are you going to do with that? I don't even know her name. I don't know.
I love it. But my boys would always try to like, get the Red Bull girls' numbers. No one ever did. I think it's probably illegal or whatever for in their work to like hand out their phone numbers at, like as they're working or whatever. But yeah. Like so many dudes tried because we had so many of those fucking girls. Like literally every weekend there was different two, different three girls driving around campus and they never give their phone numbers at one time. Like, where do you live, bro?
Yeah, it's so funny because it's 100% right. It's like the sex sales. Like, they could be giving out empty Capri Suns and your brain would be like, hey, yo, bro. I've been collecting those. Let me get y'all got empty McDonald's fries trays. I'm down.
She's like, we got like, Brussels sprouts. We got Brussels sprouts. Like, hell yeah, right, baby.
But like Red Bull gets it. Then you go to like a place at Whole Foods and they have like one person doing samples and they're like organic quinoa beef jerky. And I'm like, where's the tit?
Let me see one areola. Just one areola. You're handing out granola, bitch. What the fuck?
Areola, granola. How do you not see that?
You gotta see it. Also, why are you wearing a burlap sack? Just fucking. This is not sexy. It's not sexy at all. You smell like tree bark, bitch. Hand me a tit.
Can I get a tit to go, please? May I have one bosom to go?
You asked for a tit to go. So
can I get a tit? Call the strip club. I know it's COVID, but y'all got any tits to go?
I'd like a medium rare, please.
Can I do a side order? Cooch. Vagina has the craziest names. Cooch, cooter.
Pink taco.
What is there for guys?
Dick.
Penis, cock.
Cock.
But they're all like blah 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 blah. Yeah. Vagina's all like ba-da-bing, ba-da-ba, ba-da-bing. Dick is just like a like a noise a bull would make when he gets hit by a car. Dick, cock, penis, vagina. Is that a bit? Did I just come with a bit on something?
I think so.
But vagina is like it's so out there, you know?
Because it is cooter. Out there.
When I heard somebody say the word cooter, my stomach turned into cottage cheese. Like, I hate that.
Say the word cooter seriously, cooter. You're a racist.
Yeah. You're also 6 inches inside of your sister.
Wow. How much money? $50 in a sandwich. No, we're obviously not going to go cooter? There. Fuck, what was I going to say? I was going to say the word cock. If you say cock outside of the bedroom, psycho. Like, psycho.
Oh, like if somebody was like, yeah, that basketball hit him right in the cock.
Weird.
I feel like people from Boston are the only ones to say it. Brian, the fucking cock, eh?
Yeah, you a fucking cockhead. I guess, yeah, I guess I'm wrong. But I just feel like the only time I use, I guess I'm just more like personal experience. The only time I say cock is when I'm like in the bedroom trying to be like a fucking, you know, amateur porn star. Take that fucking
cock. What else would you call it? Take that penis.
I love...
Penis is too textbook for me.
Nah, I love to say...
Too sex ed.
Pee-pee. Like, it's so funny. It's so funny to me to like have sex, whatever, and then like get up and be like, oh, I gotta go pee-pee, and then go to the bathroom. I think it's the funniest
thing. Oh, I think you're calling your penis a pee-pee.
No, but it would be funny to be like...
I gotta go pee-pee with my pee-pee?
To say to a full-grown woman, I have to go pee-pee is hilarious. Just potty after time? Sex, for sure.
Yeah. I have to go potty. That's
another one. Potty's so funny.
I have to go potty. Where's your potty?
Oh my god.
2001? 2014?
I love
2009?
I love when a girl goes, where's your bathroom? I go, I live in a one bedroom. Just open a door.
Didn't I tell you the time when I asked a guy at a restaurant, I was like, where's your bathroom? And he goes, it's exactly where you think it is.
Yeah, you told me that before, and that
so mad.
I'll fucking hit him right in his cock.
Oh, goddamn, goddamn. Stiff Sox listeners, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace here. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, and I mean it when I say that,
you got to sign up for the Patreon exclusive, only $5 a month at patreon.com/stiffsoxpod. That is patreon.com/stiffsoxpod. Go get it.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.